State agencies will experience mid-year budget cuts for the second year in a row as West Virginia tax collections continue to come in below estimates. Governor Tomlin announced the 2% across-the-board cuts for state agencies in a press release Tuesday. As of November 2nd, state tax collections were more than $87 million below estimates for the fiscal year that began in July. The spending cuts include a more than $11 million reduction to the state's school aid formula, or the state dollars that are given to county school systems. The governor is also reducing Medicaid spending by $25 million this year. To help cut costs, Tomlin will continue a state hiring freeze that's been in effect since 2013. The governor is also redirecting more than $25 million away from paying off old workers' compensation debts to the General Revenue Fund to make up for declining revenues. Tomlin said in a statement that enacting the cuts would not be easy, but he must ensure the state budget remains balanced to maintain long-term fiscal stability. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.